WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 222, Mickey's Masquerade Party. Join us now for another of my Disney Dream memories and let your ears take you aboard the Disney Dream as we get dressed up and dance with Mickey and the gang at Mickey's Masquerade Party. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Before we get started, I wanted to send my thoughts and prayers to all of you as the entire world is dealing with COVID-19 now. We may have all pulled back in and our Disney parks are closed, but they're going to reopen and life will return to normal. In the meantime, I do pray for peace and calm for each of you as we wait this one out. So Touring Plans just emailed me last week with an updated hours and crowd predictions for my trip in September. I'll be curious, though, to see how the closings will change things. Will guests push back their trips? Maybe they'll cancel for the year entirely. It could go up, it could go down, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to kind of wait and see at this point. I'm super excited and can't wait. I didn't end up booking any dining reservations as of today, just because they didn't really fit what we wanted. I talked to Tracy and the kids, and we really just want somewhere we could be in and out quickly so we could get back to those rides and shows. Or maybe while we were dining, it had a show too, so that pretty much just left us with the Germany Pavilion at this point, and frankly, we don't need to work too hard to book this restaurant. Maybe we can even book a day of. So we may just see where the wind takes us while we're at the parks, but for now, on to today's memory. If you remember from our last memory, we ran around the Disney Dream playing the Midship Detective Agency. Today we'll be enjoying one of the great special events aboard the Disney Dream. Today is the day we get to get some candy. That's right, today is Halloween on the high seas on the Disney Dream, and we're getting dressed up in costume and do a little trick-or-treating around the ship. But before we do, we will hang out in the atrium and enjoy the Mickey's Masquerade Party. So imagine a club with small children and your favorite Disney characters dressed in costume, and you'll be there. We'll join the memory as we're walking up to the party. The characters are introduced in their costumes one by one as they come down the grand staircase. First Mickey, then Goofy, Minnie, Donald, Pluto, and Chip and Dale. As each one comes out, they'll dance to a song and then move from station to station around the atrium, dancing with the kids. You'll hear as they pass close by us, and the kids get to dance and give high fives. After doing this for a little while, the kids are dying to get some candy, so we head out to the distribution stations, and that's where we'll end our memory for the day. Disney does parties like nobody else. I've never done the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at Walt Disney World or the Oogie Boogie Bash in Disneyland, but from everything I've read, it's pretty much like that. The ship is already decked out with Halloween decorations. All we needed was music and our favorite Disney characters dressed up to really kind of complete the whole thing. The kids were super excited to dress up, and some of the adult costumes, my goodness guys, they were just absolutely outstanding. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to support the show, you can become a patron supporter, and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I want to thank all of my patron supporters for their continued support of the show. Your monthly donations help ensure future memories for everyone listening. This and all our cruise memories have been recorded on the new microphones. So if you like how they sound and want to say thank you, Lou, for upgrading before your cruise and all your upcoming trips, head over to the support page where you can find links to donate to the show. I can't wait to take them into the parks this September and get so many new recordings to share with all of you. I am so grateful for your support of any amount. Finally, we are up to 151 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening and give your feedback. Those reviews help the show be found by more subscribers. Plus, they give potential new listeners an idea of how great the podcast is. Also, help me spread the word. Make sure that you share that you're listening. Tell a friend. Post on social media. Just think, maybe this little escape will help someone you know or love that has just returned or can't get to a Disney park. Get over that post-Disney blues. Especially right now, guys, in this trying times that we're currently in. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in Barnaul once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we get dressed up and dance with Mickey and the gang at Mickey's Masquerade Party.
Yeah, do you want to go through it first? Come on, guys. Oh, okay. Good shot.
Thank you for not hitting.
All right. Come around this way. All right, right here. Get in line. Everybody got their bag? He's right behind you. Mikey, come here. You got your bag?
Just
let me know,
there's more stations on
stick
2, 4, and 5
as well. Okay. All right, come here, kiddos. Susie. Oh, look who's upstairs. right here for just a few more minutes because Aunt Mickey and everybody else is coming.
Thank you.
this way. Guys, come here. Has Alonzo gotten anything? Alonzo get anything yet? There's one stop right there and there's one on the other side. Over here. No, I was just telling you where I was, so you didn't panic. We need to find everybody else, okay? Oh, turn around. Thank you. I got one little one still back behind mine.
Thank you.
All right, Susie, Lila, stay here. There goes Loopy. Mikey! Oh, Pluto. Pluto's here now. Oh, stay there. Up or down? We go down. They go to 2 through 4. Hey, you even got a pirate outfit. You're a pirate too. It goes to 2, 3, 4, and 5. What? This way, Mikey.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.